see the latest McCurdy discount deals.
McCurdy's a wingnut, and everybody knows he must be a wingnut to
sell this low.
It's 8:40 at Mix 97. I'm Sean Kelly, Orlena King. Curtis Cujo Joseph has a book out, The Untold Story of My Life, On and Off the Ice. Cujo is going to be at Chapters in the Quinney Mall here in Belleville tonight. Friend of the show, he's on it right now. Good morning, Cujo.
Hey, how are you?
Not bad. You're on a book tour.
I am, yeah. It's new for me.
Yeah, did you get a per diem on the book tour like you did in the NHL?
No.
Not quite, right? That's a little bit different. You know what? There's a Starbucks usually beside every chapter, so you can get yourself a coffee. Yeah, you've written this book alongside The Untold Story of My Life, On and Off the Ice, also alongside with a woman named Kirsty McClellan Day, too.
Yeah, collaborating with Kirsty was a great choice. She is so sweet and obviously a great writer. And she was easy to work with, and she was the one who really asked the hard questions and knew what needed to go in the book.
Well, it's a story of resilience. 19 years in the NHL. In the book, you write, "I've had a weird life, 2 moms, 3 dads. I grew up in a home full of mentally ill parents and patients run by," it says here, quote, "crazy people. The last thing you expected to do was make a living playing hockey, and you did it, and you were one of the best between the pipes. What made you persevere and just keep on going?"
Well, first of all, when you're a kid, that's just your life. You know, you don't know any different until you get a little older and you start going over to friends' houses and seeing the difference and craving the difference. And, I'm a glass half full kind of guy always, since a young guy. And, I knew, I wanted more, and life just kept getting better. I loved hockey. Those were my family, those teams, right from the beginning. So I loved playing hockey and really through sport, getting to express myself.
When did you realize, at what age, Curtis, that maybe your hockey skills would get you out of that dysfunction that you had at home?
Yeah, it wasn't the NHL dream. It was the college dream. It was going to school with somebody else paying for it. And when I realized that, maybe in junior A, I saw guys getting scholarships. I'm like, hey, I think I can get one of these. So it took me a while. I was 20 years old when I went out to Notre Dame, and as an overage. And I finally, you know, ended up getting a scholarship to Wisconsin.
Well, you know that you're quite aware of the price of hockey, because you're the father of 7 children.
Right.
And it can be rather expensive, but some of your children have gone on to play hockey as well.
Yeah, and, you know, I wanted to give them every opportunity early that I didn't have early. So they skated early. Yes, hockey's very expensive. If you're playing AAA now, it's $5,000 or more. Even junior A, I don't think I could do it nowadays, because yeah. Junior A is between $5,000 and $7,500, you know, to play junior A. There's no way I would have been able to play at all. I was on my own at that time. So, you know, yeah, it's an expensive sport, especially being a goalie. So I always wore the association's equipment.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Well, you really open up in the book, and as hockey fans, we see you on Hockey Night in Canada on Saturday and living the life of a pro athlete, but people don't realize, and they will after they read the book, what Curtis Joseph had to go through to get to where he was. And everybody has a story, and yours is worth picking up the book to read about. You're going to be at Chapters tonight in Belleville, and we hope good crowd comes out. 7 o'clock, you're going to be there.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm on the book tour, and I get to see a lot of the fans and hear some stories and able to sign the book, and hopefully everybody enjoys it.
All right, Curtis, can you just hang in there for a sec? We're going to be back in a minute. We'll come back. We've got to line something up here special for you, but stay right there. We'll be back with Curtis Joseph. Stay right there.
Well, you look at it. You don't want to miss this, Marlene.